This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jumping center will be Peyton Teeman for Carlinville. And jumping center for Auburn will be Marley Smith in the opening tip control by Auburn. And this ball game is underway. Auburn going from our right to our left. Carlinville into a man-to-man defense right off the bat. As Jade Landers has the basketball. Pass goes inside towards Nicole Weaver and gets knocked away. And the first turnover of the ball game belongs to Auburn. Here come the Lady Cavaliers. A pass inside to Rachel Allroyd. Gets knocked away. So the teams trade turnovers, and Auburn has the basketball. We're 30 seconds into the opening quarter.
You know, you look at the records here and you think, well, Carlinville ought to be the probably the favorite in this game, but you got to realize that Auburn plays some pretty tough competition every night. They're up here with Williamsville and Pleasant Plains and Riverton, and those programs up there have been known to advance it a long way in a state series.
Yeah, they you know,
they get after
it. They do get after it, and you walk into a Williamsville, you walk into a Pitt, and same thing with Pleasant Plains, and Athens has been pretty good as well over the years. So,
and Auburn's held their own with those
yes,
two over the years.
Yes, they have. Shot taken by Carlinville is no good. Auburn with the rebound. We played a minute here in the opening quarter. Still no score. Spinning into the front court is Jade Landers. A pass off to the right side, off to Marley Smith. Here's a shot straight on for three from Katie Tanner. And that's how this ball game scoring gets started. Katie with a three, and a 3-0 lead for Auburn. And now Auburn with the steal, and the layup attempt by Jade Landers is no good. And a foul called, and Landers will be at the line to shoot two. And let's see who the foul's on. I suspect it's probably going to be on Rachel Allroyd. Yep, that is the case. Rachel's first, team's first. And it will be two free throws coming up for Jade Landers, the junior for Auburn. Auburn in the road uniforms, the dark blue with the white trim. Carlinville in the home whites with the blue numbers trimmed out in red. And the first free throw from Landers is no good. So the score remains Auburn 3, Carlinville nothing. Coming up after this game will be Carlinville-Auburn again, but it'll be the boys on the next one. And the second free throw attempt is good by Landers, and that makes it a 4-0 lead. And now Carlinville having trouble again against Auburn's defense, and now we've got a foul called against Carlinville.
Well, the steal was almost there, but then Carlinville reached in
yep.
to take it away from her and got the arm. So there was a little contact there.
Foul on Peyton Teeman, the senior, for Carlinville, her first, team second, out of bounds for Auburn. So a chance for the Trojans to build on their 4-0 lead here. There's a pass back out front to Abby Divjak. Around to the right side, it goes off to Jade Landers. Landers back to the top of the key, off to Nicole Weaver, and the ball knocked out of bounds. And that one's deflected off of Weaver's tootsie. It goes out of bounds, so Auburn with their second turnover of the night. A good defensive play that time by Jill Staten for Carlinville.
Both teams are playing good defense.
That's one of the big changes in girls basketball over the years.
Oh, yeah.
The girls play defense now, where they really never used to back in the early days of girls basketball.
Well, they'll pressure the ball coming up the floor, too. Used to, they just let you, like it almost was a given that you had to let them get the ball across the line, but not anymore. They pick you up from the word go.
Here's Marley Smith driving across the lane, feeding across to the left corner. A three-pointer by Nicole Weaver, no good for Auburn, and the rebound pulled down by Carlinville. Lady Cavaliers with the ball. Out front with it is Sarah Deneve. Sarah takes one dribble, then puts down a second dribble, and is called for double dribble.
I think she kind of dropped that second one there. She got bumped a little bit. She didn't mean to dribble, but it was one of those, uh-oh.
So Sarah's going to come out of the ballgame, and Aaron Seal, a 5'5 sophomore, will come in for Carlinville. Carlinville still not on the scoreboard. Auburn with a 4-0 lead, 5:45 to go here in the opening quarter. The old give and go, and the shot is up and no good by Jade Landers, and the rebound pulled down by Rachel Allroyd for Carlinville. Off to the wing, it goes to Stewart. They try to lob inside, the ball knocked away, picked up by Jill Staten, though. She clears it out to Allroyd. Rachel for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Peyton Tiemann. And Peyton is fouled, and she'll get a couple of free throws for Carlinville.
They hit the boards.
Yes, they do.
Carlinville's got good position in there, and they go up after the ball.
Foul that time was on Nicole Weaver, her first, team's first for Auburn. And the first free throw attempt from Peyton Tiemann is good. And Carlinville's on the scoreboard now, 4-1. And next toss by Tiemann, good. And that cuts the Auburn lead in half at 4-2. Trojans with the basketball, facing some pressure in the backcourt, and a steal by Jill Staten, who goes in for the layup and gets it. And that ties the ball game at 4, and time called. 5:14 to go in the opening quarter. It's Carlinville 4, Auburn 4. Back with more from the shootout in just 40 seconds. Campbell Ayers block an Auburn shot, and they come back on the attack. Here's Stewart driving the left baseline for Carlinville. Feeds off underneath. Tiemann shot, no good. Peyton puts it back up, no good. And a good job of rebounding inside by Marley Smith for Auburn, who leads the charge right down the floor with the left-handed layup attempt, no good. Rebound by Peyton Tiemann for Carlinville. We're tied at 4, 4.5 to go opening quarter. Here's Staten. Pass deflected. Allroyd picks it up. Rachel for 3, and she gets it. Allroyd gets her first bucket of the afternoon, and that makes it a 7-4 lead for the Cavaliers. Here's Marley Smith with the basketball. Into the front court to Katie Tanner. Tanner gives the ball back out. Here's Jade Landers with it now, out near midcourt. Landers drives in, kicks the ball to the corner to Tanner. Out on the wing, the shot from about 17 away by Divjak, no good. And the rebound into the hands of Carlinville. There's a pass across to Stewart, into the corner to Allroyd. Rachel takes one dribble, skip pass to the right corner. A three-pointer is up and no good by Aaron Seal. And the rebound taken down by Carlinville. Here's Tiemann straight on from 17 feet away. She gets it. Peyton Tiemann with 4 points. And Auburn doesn't like the way things are running, so they call timeout again.
Well, the last 9 points have been scored by the Lady Cavaliers, so Dave Ferris is wanting to get things straightened out here.
Yep, that's a 9-4 lead for Carlinville. We'll come back with more in 20 seconds. Terry Tote, Don Huddleston back at Carlinville High School. Cavaliers steal the inbound pass, and the layup is good by Rachel Allroyd, who has 5 points. And the Cavalier defense taking over this ball game now. The Cavies lead 11-4. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Auburn with the basketball. Into the front court comes to Marley Smith. Smith on the left side. Couple of dribbles. Hands the ball off to Nicole Weaver. Back out to Katie Tanner. Now front now to Jade Landers. Landers gives around to the near side. Off to Weaver. Weaver gets stopped. Ball pops loose. Picked up by Divjak, who gives it back out to Tanner. Back around to the near side. Off to Smith. Marley has the ball knocked away by Allroyd. Rachel lines up for the three ball. No good. Rebound, put back up, and in by Sarah Denise.
This defense is smothering Auburn. They are right on them. They're inside the jersey.
Here's a pass across to the left side to Nicole Weaver, who puts it up and in. Weaver's first bucket today. That makes it a 13-6 ball game. Carlinville with the lead and the basketball. Now Auburn's trying to throw a little token pressure on in the backcourt. Here's Jill Staten, bounce pass underneath to Deneve. The ball knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Auburn. That's turnover number 6 by Carlinville. 2:15 to go first quarter. Carlinville leading 13-6. Here's Landers into the front court. Her pocket gets picked. Down the lane, the shot is blocked away by Aaron Seal's shot is blocked away. The ball loose on the floor, picked up by Auburn. And back comes Auburn now with the basketball. Out front with it, Marley Smith, the freshman. Smith has the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Auburn. With a minute 41 to go in the opening quarter, here comes Corin Stewart back in. Corin replacing Rachel Allroyd for the Lady Cavaliers. Ball comes into Katie Tanner. Back to Smith. Smith out near midcourt. Being hounded out there by Stewart for Carlinville. Around to the far side. They give off to Weaver. Weaver in the right corner. A couple of dribbles. Tries a bounce pass inside. It's knocked away. Auburn turns it over for the sixth time as Carlinville comes up with it. Here's Jill Staten with it. Jill fires it across to Aaron Seal. Now to Stewart on the baseline. Beats it back out to Peyton Tiemann. Or Sarah Deneva, I should say. Back around to the right side. Off to Seal. Now Stewart from the corner for a three. No good. And a reach-in foul on Stewart. That is Corrin's first, team's third. Out of bounds for Auburn. A couple of substitutions in for Auburn. Looks like Nicole Patrick, a senior, is in, along with Katie Mahochko, a sophomore, taking a seat on the bench. Appears to be Nicole Weaver, along with Abby Divjak. Under a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Carlinville with a 13-6 lead. Auburn with the basketball. Now we're going to have a holding foul called against Carlinville. And this one's called against Rachel Allroy. It's going to be her second, team's fourth. Out of bounds on the baseline for Auburn. And quickly off the bench comes Aaron Seal, the sophomore. She's going to replace Allroyd. Rachel quickly picks up her second foul here in this first quarter. 49 seconds to go in the opening period. Here's a foul called against Stewart. And this will mean free throws. Stewart gets her second for Carlinville, team's fifth. And
they started off with that 4-0 run.
Yep.
And it's been tough scoring since then, T.
Looks like it is Smith at the free throw line. And that is her first point of the day. That makes it a 13-7 ball game. And the next toss from Auburn's Marley Smith is on the way, and around and out it goes. And the ball picked up off the floor by Elise Baker, a 5'9 junior for Carlinville. Off to Jill Staten, into the corner to Aaron Seal. Seal, right side, down on the baseline, goes to Sarah Deneve. Back out front now to Addie Paul, who's a 5'5 sophomore. Paul gives across to Seal, and Seal throws the ball right into the hands of Marley Smith, and now a foul is going to be called against Smith.
I don't think they're going to call that.
No, it's not going to be Smith. It's going to be Seal.
Yeah.
Aaron Seal. Her first, team six.
And I don't think they're going to shoot it either. It looked like she was going for the shot, but she got her out there
top of the lane a little bit. So it'll be out of bounds for Auburn, as Auburn will post one player at each corner of the lane to set up the inbounds pass. Ball comes out on the wing to Grace Hunley. Back into the corner. The three-point attempt by Nicole Weaver, no good. 16 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Carlinville with a 13-7 lead and the basketball. Bounce pass back out front to Aaron Seal. Around to Jill Staten into the corner. 3 seconds to go, and the ball knocked down with just a couple of seconds remaining on the clock. Cavies will get the ball on the baseline.
One thing that may be a factor, T, is that Auburn will be in the bonus on the next one, and they've only got one foul.
Ooh. Ball comes out, and a quick three-pointer is up and no good by Aaron Seal, and the first quarter is in the books. After one period of play, it is Carlinville 13, Auburn 7, back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. 13-7 lead for Carlinville as we get ready for second quarter action. Auburn starts off with the basketball. Jade Landers will walk it into the front court. Off to the right side, down towards the corner. Off to Nicole Weaver. Back to Landers. Landers. Back to Weaver in the right corner. Looks for the slasher across the lane. Comes back out front to Grace Hunley. Hunley gives it back out to Landers. Landers backs out, and Auburn resets the offense. Here's Landers. Down the lane, puts up the runner from about 6 feet away. No good. The rebound pulled down. Well, Katie Mahochko had a hand on it and couldn't hold on to it. So it's out of bounds. It's going to belong to Carlinville. 13-7 lead for the Lady Cavaliers, and they have the basketball. We're just 40 seconds into the second quarter of play. Here's Aaron Seal into the front court. Long pass off to Sarah Deneve in the left corner. Back out to Staten. Around to the right side. Seal feeds off underneath. Elise Baker tried to put the shot up. It was blocked away, and now a foul call, as the basket is made by Sarah Deneve. And the foul that time called on Hunley of Auburn, her first, team second. Count the basket for Deneve. That gives her 4 points and the free throw no good.
Violation. She stepped over the line. She made the free throw.
Made the free throw, but it won't count.
She wanted to get that rebound.
Yeah.
Little quick.
15-7, the Carlinville lead. 7 minutes to go, first half. Coming to you from Carlinville High School in the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout. Here on this Saturday afternoon. Glad you've joined us here on WSMI FM 106. As Landers went driving in, a couple of bodies collided, the ball popped loose and went out of bounds, going to belong to Carlinville.
Dave Ferris is standing up with both hands out like he's looking for rain or something.
Yeah.
You know, see if it had his hands. He was wanting an explanation.
Yeah.
I've seen that act before.
Yeah. At least a couple of times. Yeah. Oh, my. Around to Aaron Siegel for Carlinville. Bounce pass back out front to Staten. Swing it around to the left side off to Sarah Deneve. Back out front to Seal. Here's Staten in the right corner. Jill fires it back out to the top of the key off to Peyton Tiemann. Now Deneve with the basketball. Comes across the top of the key. Back on the wing to Seal. Down on the baseline to Tiemann. Back out front to Staten. Jill's open for the three. It's a round and out. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Bodies collide and a jump ball call. It's going to belong to Carlinville. Boy, Staten really got nailed after that three-pointer.
She did.
She ended up on her rear end and slid about 10 feet.
They could have gave her three free throws there, but I thought later maybe that was a makeup for that with the other.
Yeah, team. Yeah. A possibility. Here's Deneve with the basketball off the Seal. Here's Tiemann on the low block. Tries to go underneath to Sarah Deneve with a bounce pass, and the ball kicked out of bounds by Auburn.
You know, though, really, they're letting them play on both
yeah.
ends, and it's fair. I mean, you hate to see them all in foul trouble, but these girls, these teams are pretty physical.
Well, you know, you got to get a flow to the game. You don't want to just blow.
And they've got that.
Yeah, you don't want to be blowing a whistle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a player control foul there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peyton Tiemann stuck out the wing, and she's called for her second personal foul, the seventh team foul, 10th turnover by Carlinville. The ball out of bounds for Auburn. Tiemann will come out of the ball game, and Haley Wills, a 5'11 junior, will come in.
What happened there, T? She got too far under the basket.
Yeah.
And she wanted to come back and bank it in, but she had to have a little space to get up to get that ball in the hole, and so she just pushed her out of the way. She didn't mean to. I think she said, I'm sorry, but they didn't listen.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever, yeah. Ball inbounded on the sidelines by Auburn. Pass back into the lane now, intercepted by Carlinville. So that's the seventh turnover by Auburn today. Carlinville leading 15-7 has the basketball. Here's Deneve with it. Sarah out front to Jill Staten. Off on the wing to Aaron Seal. Back out front to Elise Baker. Cavaliers, good ball movement today. Here's a shot by Staten, overshot everything. Picked up on the weak side.
You know what I like?
Marley Smith.
What I like about them, they don't dribble the ball.
Yeah.
They're passing the ball, catch, pass, and they're moving it.
And that way you keep the defense
right.
tired.
And they're not reaching in, knocking it loose because it's all already gone the other way.
Foul called on Staten. That is her first, team's eighth. This is a two-shot foul. And it looks like it's
Weaver.
Weaver at the line?
I think it's Weaver.
Free throw is up and no good. No? I think it's...
Might be Marley Smith.
Marley Smith again, yeah. So Smith shooting two for Auburn. Score remains 15-7 in favor of Carlinville. And the next toss is up, and this one is good. So Marley
yeah.
has a couple of points now.
That's the freshman.
That's only, yeah, she's the freshman.
Good-looking player.
Yeah. Carlinville with the ball and a seven-point advantage. There's a shot from at the free-throw line from Elise Baker, no good. And Auburn grabs the rebound. And Smith will dribble into the front court. Gives off on the wing to Weaver. Her shot overshot everything and goes out of bounds. And the ball will go back to Carlinville. Coming out, Staten. Coming in, Sarah Deneve. Or at least Baker, I guess, for Carlinville. There's Deneve with the ball in the left corner.
In trouble.
Yep. And call for double dribble.
You pick that dribble up in the corner, about three things can happen, and they're all bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Choice A, B, and C, none of them are good. None of them are good. 4:23 to go in the first half, a 15-8 lead. There's Jennifer Graham. She produced our first broadcast today.
She's been working overtime at that station. You guys are making
her
do a lot of work.
Well.
She plays that old-time country music, though. I'm probably the only one that's listening, but it's good.
There you go. There's Deneve with the basketball for Carlinville. Down on the low block to Wills. Wills steps around and calls for steps.
Yep. Banked it in. Had to take that extra step to get it off.
And leaving the ball game is Aaron Seal, and coming back in is Jill Staten. About a half a quarter gone here in the second period, and a 15-8 lead for Carlinville. Auburn with the basketball.
We've hit a little bit of a stalemate. It's been 15-8 for a while.
Yeah, it has. The defenses have taken over here, and the turnovers. Here's Smith with the ball. Marley, cross-court pass to the right side. Shot is up by Nicole Weaver for Auburn. No good. Weaver was at point-blank range, but didn't put it off the backboard. Tried to just lay it in on the rim, and it fell out. Carlinville with the rebound. And now a foul called against Auburn's Jessica Helms, the sophomore, who has checked into the lineup. That is her first and the team's third. So out of bounds for Carlinville with 3.5 to go here in the first half of play. Lady Cavaliers with the basketball. Here's Addie Paul with it. Almost lost it. Picked up by Sarah Deneve. Around to the right side, off to Staten. Jill drives the baseline, and there's call for traveling. Turnover number 13 by Carlinville. And Erin Seal will come back in, and she'll replace Addie Paul. So the ball back to Auburn. Carlinville and Auburn boys will square off in the next broadcast. Here on FM 106, we come to you from the big house on West Main Street at Carlinville High School. And a steal by Carlinville. Down the lane, layup good by Aaron Seal. Her first points of the afternoon, and time called. 2:56 to go in the first half. Carlinville out to a 17-8 lead, back with more in 40 seconds. Auburn with the basketball. A three-point shot from the right side is no good by Marley Smith. The ball chased to the near sidelines and knocked out of bounds by Carlinville. I think the last touch that time was Aaron Seal of the Lady Cavaliers. So the ball will go back to Auburn. It's a 17-8 lead for Carlinville. The ball tipped into the backcourt by Carlinville. And Jade Landers goes back and gets it for Auburn. Auburn's been stuck on 8 points for a while. Now we've got a foul called against Seal. That's going to be her second, team's ninth, and that means one and one time. Landers will be at the line to shoot the one and bonus for Auburn. Free throw is up, and the free throw good. By the way, if you want to come on by and enjoy some basketball, $5 is all it costs to get into the shootout. All sorts of neat things.
Stay all day or leave and go eat supper and come back.
Yeah.
Great. We don't care.
Great prizes.
Buy some tickets.
Yeah.
Some great drawings here during the last game.
Plus, if you think you can shoot a free throw or hit a shot from half court, you'll get your chance at halftime. Now we've got an illegal pick being set by Carlinville. And this one is against Wills. A moving pick. That is her first personal, the 10th team foul. Turnover 14. And on the offensive foul, ball goes back to Auburn.
No shot.
Out of bounds. No shot.
No shot there.
2 minutes to go, first half. A 17-9 lead for Carlinville. Auburn with the basketball. Deep in the corner. Driving in is Epi Divjak. Gives back out to Weaver. Weaver back to the top of the key to Landers.
Carlinville's making all those passes tough for them to get in there, aren't they?
Their hands are in the faces of these Auburn girls, and they're just having a dickens of a time. Here's a turnaround shot that was kind of forced by Divjak. No good. The rebound by Lander. She puts it off the glass. No good from point-blank range. And Jill Staten the rebound for Carlinville. Under 90 seconds to play. Here's Staten on the baseline. Skip pass back out front. A three ball is up and no good by Aaron Seal. And the rebound by Auburn. Back come the Trojans with 70 seconds to go in the first half. Ball out to Marley Smith. Smith back out to the top of the key to Lander. Lander slides down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in, plus one. Nice move that time by Jade Landers, the junior.
Well, you know, they've been trying to force that pass inside, and then when you turn around, there's three people on you. She just took it down the lane by herself on the dribble, off the dribble, hit the layup. Now she's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Will's got the foul, her second for Carlinville. 4 points for Landers and a chance for the three-point play, and she gets it. She's got a nickel's worth of points this afternoon. That tightens the game up
well,
to 17-12.
It was at about a point it could have got away if they hit a couple shots down here by the Cavies, and that tightens things back up, makes it a five-point ball game.
So 50 seconds to go in the first half, and now a blocking foul falling against Abby Divjak of Auburn. Her first, team's fourth.
Still not shooting at this end, so foul doesn't hurt you too bad there. Might have saved a layup.
As Staten will inbound the ball for Carlinville. Comes in right underneath to Elise Baker, who lays it off the glass and in. Her first bucket today. And that makes it 19-12, so the lead is back up to 7 for Carlinville. And as the clock turns under 40 seconds remaining here in the first half, Auburn with the ball. Landers, a nice move to get down the lane, but then she lost the handle on the ball.
Hit her knee, went out of bounds.
Turnover number 10 by Auburn. Ball back to the Cavaliers with a half minute to play. Staten across to Aaron Seal. Back to Staten. Seal flashing into the lane. Puts up the runner and gets it. Aaron Seal with 4 points.
Nice little runner there.
21-12, and the lead is up to 9 now for Carlinville. 10 seconds to go first half. Auburn with the basketball. Here's Katie Tanner off on the wing to Weaver. Back out front. It goes to Crystal Bly, who's checked into the game. The ball knocked out of bounds by Carlinville. So with 1.4 seconds to go in the half, Auburn will inbound the ball. You got to grab and shoot. Here's the ball inbounded. And a quick shot at the buzzer. Good by Abby Divjak.
And she did what she said. She hit it at the horn.
So at the end of the first half of play, your score is Carlinville 21, Auburn 14. We'll come back with more from the shootout at Carlinville right after these messages. Well, here we go with third quarter action. Carlinville and Auburn girls doing battle in the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout. 21-14 lead for Carlinville. Carlinville has Allroyd, Staten, along with Tiemann, Deneve, and I'm missing one more. Who else is out there, I think? Is it Elise Baker? No, it's Corinne Stewart. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So the original starting five back in for Carlinville.
Right.
Auburn with the basketball to start the third quarter. Looks like they have their starting five in. Here's Smith with the basketball. Off to the right side, off to Lander. She'll drive the baseline, go underneath, puts it off the glass and in, and that was a heck of a move by Landers.
How'd she get that off in them trees?
I don't know. There was three white shirts around her. That makes it 21-16, so Auburn cuts the lead down to 5. That was 7 points now for Landers. Lady Cavaliers with the basketball with 7:20 to go, and now traveling call against Peyton Tiemann as she went up with the shot. Came back down, didn't release the shot.
Got it blocked a little bit, and then she tried to double clutch it and couldn't.
So here's a football pass picked up in the front court for Auburn. The layup attempt no good by Jade Landers, and now Landers on the floor diving for the loose ball.
They're going to call a foul.
I think they're going to call a foul on Carlinville.
Yeah.
And that foul is on Staten. So Jill's going to get her second personal foul. First team foul, and the ball inbounded right underneath, And that is the freshman Smith, Marley Smith, laying it in. She's got 4 points today. And that makes it a three-point ball game, 21-18. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. And now a shot up by Sarah Deneve is no good. And Sarah was fouled. She'll get a couple of free throws.
I think Smith got caught with a foul.
And that is the case. Marley Smith gets her first personal, first team foul. And Deneve's free throw is up and no good. So it stays a three-point lead for Carlinville, 21-18. We played 1 minute here in the third quarter. Next toss is right on the money. Sarah with the nickels worth of points today, 22-18. As the Cavies come with full court pressure. Here's Landers. Out of the backcourt for Auburn. Down the edge of the lane. Now comes back out on the right wing. Fires it across to Marley Smith. Smith from the left elbow. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by Peyton Tiemann. Gives it out to Sarah Deneve for Carlinville. Now into the front court to Allroyd. Off to Jill Staten. Jillian puts it up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Weaver for Auburn. Ahead to Landers. Landers into the front court. A bucket here would cut the lead in half if Auburn makes it here. They trail 22-18. Here's a three from the corner. Good! That makes it a one-point ball game. Tanner with it. Katie gets her second tray of the night, and that makes it 22-21. Carlinville with a one-point advantage in the ball. 6:07 to go third quarter. Here's a shot up. No good by Allroyd. Big battle underneath for the rebound. Like two blue shirts and two white shirts tied up, and a jump ball. It's going to go back to Carlinville on the Cavaliers' baseline. Ball comes into the corner to Tiemann. Here's Deneve. Gives it back to Rachel Allroyd, who lost the basketball. Turnover number 16 by Carlinville. And Auburn could take the lead with a bucket here.
And I think that would be a first time today.
Yep. They went ahead 4-0.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then they ran off 9 in a row.
Here's the lead right there. Three-pointer from Nicole Weaver. And Weaver has 5 points today. And now Auburn with a 24-22 lead, and time is called. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Auburn up by a deuce. Back with more in just 24-22. Auburn with a two-point lead over Carlinville. Cavies use the timeout and inbound the basketball now. Comes into Allroyd. Off on the wing to Stewart. Earn.
We'll see if they can get this boat turned up right.
Yep. Here's
been taking on some water.
Stewart with the ball out front. Back to Staten. Staten open for the three for the lead. Around and out. No good. Knocked out of bounds. And it's going to belong. No, we're going to have a foul.
Over the back. And we're going the other way.
We're coming out. So it's against Carlinville. And that one is against Peyton Tiemann. That's going to be Peyton's third, team second. And now a steal by Allroyd. Now we're going to have a foul against Auburn.
Yes.
And that foul is going to be on Landers. That's going to be her first, team second. And the ball inbounded on the baseline by Carlinville. Here's Staten for the lead. Good. Staten gets the three ball. She has 5 today. And the Cavaliers back into the lead, 25-24. Down the lane, the shot is off the glass and in by Abby Dipjack. Dipjack gives Auburn the lead again, 26-25. This has turned into a pretty good ball game here in this third quarter.
We got a shootout now.
4:44 to go in the third period. Carlinville with the ball down by a point. Out front, Allroyd for the three for the lead. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tiemann. Lost the handle on it as Landers just ripped it out of her hand.
She did. She's the littlest one on the court. She just took it away from her.
Here's Auburn with the basketball. They lead by a point. Back around it comes to Weaver for three. No good. And the rebound by Staten for Carlinville. 4:14 to go third quarter. Jill Staten into the corner. Here's Deneve for the three ball. Overshot everything. Picked up underneath by Abby Dipjack for Auburn.
I tell you, when that ball goes up, you're taking your life and your hand in that lane because there's going to be about four jerseys around it, two from each team.
Bodies are colliding, that's for sure.
And then it's whoever can get out of there with it.
Well, Deneve comes out, and coming in is Elise Baker. And Auburn inbounds the basketball, and they throw it out of bounds. They throw it from one side of the court to the other. Turnover number 11 by Auburn. That's the first turnover this quarter for Auburn. 26-25, Auburn has the lead. Carlinville inbounds the basketball. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Into the front court, Stewart with the ball for the Lady Cavies. Out to Allroy. Around to Staten. Jill gives it back out to Rachel for three. It's around and out, no good. Staten the rebound, the putback, no good. And now a foul called as Elise Baker goes up for the shot. And she gets hammered. She'll get a couple of free throws. And the foul is going to be called against, I believe, Div Jack. That's going to be her second. Team's third. And the free throw
ties it up.
Is good, and that makes it a 26-26 ball game. And the next toss, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Auburn. 3.5 to go in the game in the third quarter. Now a steal by Carlinville at midcourt. There's Allroyd down the lane. Her shot, I think somebody may have gotten a hand on it. There's Allroyd trying the three ball from the corner, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Nicole Weaver for Auburn. Who races into the front court. Double team. Gives the ball off to Smith. Smith has it stripped away. Loose out of bounds. Going to belong to Auburn on the baseline. Almost looks like a hockey puck out there, doesn't it, Hud?
It's hot.
Whew.
They're going up and down now.
Ball comes in to Marley Smith. Her shot from the edge of the lane, no good. She gets a rebound. Puts it up from the other side of the lane, no good. And now Smith with the foul. Marley will get her second personal, fourth team foul, and out of bounds for Carlinville. And coming back in for Carlinville will be Sarah Deneve. She will replace Jill Staten, the freshman. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Game tied at 26, and Carlinville gets the basketball back.
Carlinville's been outscored 12-5 in this quarter so far, and we're locked up at 26.
As Auburn knocks the ball out of play. 2:49 remaining third quarter. There's Allroyd with the ball at the top of the key. Off on the wing to Stewart. Bounce pass underneath to Sarah Deneve. Cross-court pass, it goes to Baker. Baker tries to get the ball to the corner to Aaron Seal, and the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 17 by Carlinville.
She was laying on the line over there when she retrieved the ball, so it's going the other way.
Coming out of the game, Div Jack, and into the contest, Katie Mahochko for Auburn. We're tied at 26. Auburn with the basketball. 2.5 to play, third quarter. And the ball, a bad pass, thrown out of the reach of Katie Tanner. And that's turnover 13 by Auburn. Staten's going to come back in now for Carlinville, and she'll replace Stewart. So the ball back to the Lady Cavaliers. Tied at 26. 2:22 to go, third quarter. There's Allroyd. Back to Seal, and Aaron took an extra step before putting the ball down. Turnover number 18.
Thought she had a pass to somebody open when she didn't, made her walk.
Yep. And Auburn gets their hands back on the basketball. This one could go down to the wire. Kind of got that feeling. Here's a three from the wing. No good. Good by Katie Tanner. I thought the thing was going to bound out. It got a little reverse spin on it, and she hits another three.
It hit both sides of the rim. It looked like it was going on over. It caught the other side of the rim, came down through.
29-26 Auburn. Carlinville with the ball down the lane. Allroyd with the layup is good. She has seven. That makes it 29-28. Auburn with a one-point lead in the ball with 100 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Right now, it's just whoever wants to step up and hit a big shot.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to shoot.
No.
Put it up. Here's a shot from the wing by Weaver. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Carlinville. Last touched in there by Katie Tanner. Dave Ferris is trying to sell the fact that Tanner didn't really have a touch on him, but I don't think he's going to win that argument.
I think he knew she touched it, but he thought maybe she got a little help over the back.
Mm-hmm.
Them coaches, they beg for anything.
That's what I get paid for.
That's right.
80 seconds to go, third quarter, and now a bad pass by Carlinville as Auburn intercepts it. That's the 19th turnover for the Lady Cavaliers. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Auburn leads 29-28. Trojans have the basketball. Here's Landers back to Weaver, and Weaver called for step. Turnover 14. That was kind of an unforced error there.
After some of the officials I've seen the last 2 years, Steve, I'm surprised all these coaches got any hair left.
Minute to play in the third quarter. Carlinville could take the lead with the bucket here. They're down 29-28. Here's Olroyd with the basketball.
We've had some good ones here today, though.
Yes, we did.
I ain't kidding you.
Yeah. We've got some good officials in the area.
You go over there in eastern Illinois around Neoga and Marshall and some of those towns, they can't find referees there. They got to go out with a pickup truck and get some guy to coon hunt and get him to come in and referee.
40 seconds to go, third quarter. Auburn with the one-point lead in the basketball as we wind down the third quarter. Here's Landers. Off to the corner to Weaver. A three, no good. All picked up by Stewart for Carlinville. Out to Staten. Staten into the front court. Cavies could take the lead with a bucket here. Stewart on the left wing. Drives to the baseline. The ball bounced off the foot of Katie Mahochko of Auburn. So Carlinville will get the ball on their baseline. A lob inside goes to Sarah Deneve, who is fouled. And Mahochko is going to get the foul on this one. And for Katie, that's going to be her first, team's fifth. And Sarah Deneve will be at the line to shoot two for Carlinville with 19 seconds to go in the third period. Free throw up, game tied.
A good coach will have a play when it's out of bounds that you'll roll a couple players and somebody will end up open underneath and give them the ball.
Yep.
They'll either make it or get fouled.
Next toss good. And Sarah Deneve with 7 points. And now the Cavaliers back into the lead by one, 30-29. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Auburn with the ball. Ball comes back out front to Katie Tanner. Back around to the right side. It's off the foot of Landers.
She thought it went off the foot of a Cavy, but it went off of her own foot.
Yeah. And with 6 seconds to go, Carlinville gets the ball back in the backcourt. Landers is out, and Nicole Patrick is in for the final 6 seconds of this third quarter. Stewart will be the inbounds passer for Carlinville to Staten. Staten into the front court with three. Around to the right side. Puts up the three ball. Around and out. No good. And after three quarters of play, it is Carlinville 30, Auburn 29. You're listening to the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout on WSMI FM 106. Back with more in 60 seconds. It's a one-point lead for Carlinville. 30-29. Fourth quarter underway. Auburn with the basketball. And here we go. Hold on to your seats. It might be wild and wool as we head down the stretch. Now the Cavaliers make the steal. Staten comes up with the steal, goes in for the layup attempt, and is fouled. So a turnover for Auburn. That's number 16. The foul that time called against, wait for the board on this one. I think it's Smith. Marley Smith. Yep, that's going to be her third. Team six. And the first free throw from Staten, no good. Score remains 30-29 in favor of Carlinville. Smith has come out of the ball game.
Landers is back in. Landers. He's their ball handler, their main ball handler. They can't get it up the floor without her.
And the next toss from Staten is good. Jill has six. Carlinville leads by two, 31-29. We're about halfway through, or half a minute into the fourth quarter. Auburn with the basketball. Around on the wing it goes to Crystal Bly. Back out front, and now the ball thrown out of bounds, out of the reach of Jade Landers, and that's turnover number 17. And now Auburn wants time. 7:32 to go in this game. Carlinville leads by a deuce, 31-29. Back with more in 60 seconds. Cavaliers can't hold on to a bounce pass. That's turnover number 20, and the ball goes back to Auburn. The Trojans trail by a deuce, 31-29, 7:10 to go in this ball game. Out front with the basketball, Jada Landers. And now Landers has the ball stolen away, but they're going to call a foul on Staten. And that's going to be Jill's third, team's third, out of bounds for Auburn, right in front of the Auburn bench. Ball comes in to the hands of Rachel Allroyd of Carlinville. And Rachel tries to go up for the layup and kicks it out of bounds to the team's straight turnovers. Ball may have been deflected a little bit.
It was. I think it got hit, but it went off of her leg.
Yep. So the ball back to Auburn. We're under 7 minutes to go in this game. Carlinville Auburn boys coming up next. Here's a shot down the lane by Landers. No good. Landers puts it back up. It rolls around and out. And now a third attempt by Abby Divjak is futile as she is fouled. And that foul is going to be called against Peyton Tiemann. That's going to be her fourth, team's fourth.
Ounce for ounce. And Landers goes in there, puts it up, and gets her own rebound.
Yeah.
She goes after it, doesn't she?
Oh, man. Yeah. A 31-29 lead. First free throw attempt is no good. And the next attempt, this one is good. Divjak now with 5 points. And that makes it a 31-30 ball game. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. 6:40 to go in the contest. Here's Stewart along the left sidelines. Into the lane. The shot is up. No good by Elise Baker. And the rebound pulled down by Auburn. So the Trojans could take the lead with a bucket here. Carlinville Auburn boys coming up. After this, we'll have Gary Boker, Dan Newkirk on the broadcast. Those guys are fun to listen to.
Hey, we'll have real announcers coming in.
Real announcers.
Is that what we said down at SIU that night?
I believe it is, yes. You're talking to my buddy Greg Sapp.
Greg Sapp was coming in. I said, just stay tuned. We got some real announcers coming in.
Now a drive inside the lane for Auburn and a reach-in foul against Carlinville. And this one is against Sarah Deneve, and that's going to be her first, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Auburn on the baseline. Oh, they're going to say it was a shooting foul. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Hmm.
But Dave Ferris said we'll take it.
Okay. Yeah, he's not going to argue. Definitely not. That's going to put Katie Tanner at the line.
What Dave told him, he said, hey, I've been keeping track. You're still two behind. But thanks for that one.
10 points now for Tanner. She makes the free throw. That ties the game up at 31. And now Katie could give Auburn a one-point lead with a toss here. Right on the money, and they wave it off. And
she crossed the line.
Crossed the line. That's twice today in this game.
That somebody's done that.
Yeah, somebody's crossed the line too soon. So here we go. Game tied at 31. It's boiled down to a 6-minute and 1-second game.
I don't think he wanted that game to be uneven. Now they're, boy, she's walking a tightrope down there of being over and back.
Yep. And that foul against Auburn will be on Landers, her second, team's seventh. Two shots coming up for Stewart for Carlinville. Goren, a 5A junior. Free throw up, good. Her first point of the day. Makes it 32-31, gives the Cavies a one-point advantage. Carlinville shooting for their sixth win of the year. Next toss, right on the money. That makes it 33-31. Auburn with the basketball. Smith in traffic, lost the handle on the basketball. Picked up by Carlinville. The feed to Allroyd. Her layup attempt, no good. And the rebound by Auburn. And now Auburn almost throws it away again. Here's Landers with the ball. She's in trouble. Gets it ahead to Marley Smith into the front court. Smith double team. Back out to Landers. Boy, the Carlinville defense has been swarming here.
It's like a mad dog in the meat house. They're grabbing at anything that moves.
There's Tanner back out on the wing. Back to Katie Tanner in the left corner. Takes a couple of dribbles out. Fires it back out front to Landers. Now here's Smith. Her shot, no good. And the rebound battles four bodies on the floor. Carlinville comes out with it. There's Allroyd into the front court for the Cavies. 2-on-2. Now she slows things up. Drives the baseline. Feeds off inside the lane. The ball deflected out of bounds off the hands of Auburn. And it's going to belong to the Cavies on the baseline. Here comes Staten back into the lineup, replacing Stewart for Carlinville. We're under 5 minutes to go in the game. 2-point lead for Carlinville, 33-31. And it'll be Allroyd to inbound the basketball for the Cavies. Ball comes in to Deneve. Back out to Allroyd. Rachel hits the three ball. She's got 10 today, and that makes it 36-31. It puts a little more breathing room between the Cavies and the Auburn Trojans.
The way they've played the last two quarters, a 5-point lead is big here.
Yeah, it is. There's a reach-in foul now on Seal. There's really no such thing as a reach-in foul. It's a blocking foul is what it technically is.
Not in the bonus yet.
Nope. And it's a 16 foul for Carlinville. Ball inbounded by Auburn. Here's Divjak across the lane. Feeds off to Katie Tanner. Katie to the right corner. Back out to Landers. Landers on the dribble out front. Bounce pass right into the hands of Allroyd. Rachel for Carlinville down the lane. Left-handed layup. Good and one. Allroyd with a dozen points. That makes it 38-31 and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That was just anticipation. She saw the pass was coming over here, stepped in front, picked it off, took it down, took the contact, and made the shot.
And a chance for the three-point play is completed. A baker's dozen now for Rachel Allroyd and an eight-point lead for Carlinville at 39-31. 4:08 to go in this ball game. Auburn with a basketball. Here's Smith driving the baseline, and she is fouled by Elise Baker of Carlinville. Elise gets her first, team seventh. 1-1 kicks in now. As Smith will be at the line. Marley with 4 points today, 2 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Stewart is back in. And coming out of the game, Sarah Deneve for Carlinville. An 8-point lead for Carlinville. Auburn trying to nibble away at it here with a couple of free throws. First one is good. 5 points for Smith, and that makes it 39-32 in favor of Carlinville. And the next toss from the freshman Marley Smith is short. And the rebound by Stewart for Carlinville. Out to Allroyd. Feeds across the lane. Bank shot off the glass by Seal is good. That's how you run the three-lane break.
Nice pass.
6 points for Seal. That makes it 41-32, Carlinville. And here comes Smith down the lane, puts up the runner, and is fouled. And the foul that time on Staten for Carlinville, her fourth. Team's eight. 2 shots coming up for Smith. 3:48 to go in the game. These are big free throws here if you're Auburn. Toss is good. 6 points for Marley. That makes it 41-33. Still going to be a three-possession game if you're Auburn. We're just under 4 minutes to play. Next toss is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Carlinville's Elise Baker. Back come the Cavies, who lead by 8. Here's Staten. Back out front to Stewart. Around to to Aaron Seal. Into the right corner, they go to Staten. Back out front to Allroyd. Now into the left corner. Staten at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Bounce pass back to Aaron Seal. Her pass intercepted. Turnover number 22 by Carlinville. In for the left-handed layup. Marley Smith is good. 8 points for Smith. And that makes it 41-35. And there's timeout calls. 3:15 to go in this ball game. It's Carlinville 41. Auburn 35, more from the Apex Network Physical Therapy Shootout in 40 seconds. Here we go. 3:15 to go in the game. Carlinville with a 6-point lead, 41-35. Allroyd from the left elbow puts up the shot for the Lady Cavaliers. No good. And now the ball tied up. Jump ball. The arrow is going to give it back to Carlinville.
Things could get a little frantic this next 3:05.
All right. We'll inbound the basketball for Carlinville. Bounce pass right underneath. And a bank shot by Elise Baker.
There's that same play.
Yep.
Out of bounds. Run a pick, send her down the lane, give her the ball.
Back to an 8-point lead now, 43-35 for Carlinville. Shot from the wing, no good, and Marley Smith is out of bounds, trying to get the rebound for Auburn, and the ball will go back to Carlinville. 2:50 to go in the game. Cavaliers in the driver's seat right now with an 8-point lead and the basketball. Here's Allroyd into the front court from coast to coast. The shot blocked away. Out of bounds, going to belong to the Cavies.
About lost a limb on that, I think. I'm not sure.
I've got some athletic tape down there, huh? Tape her up and put her back in. Rachel inbounds the basketball to Stewart. There's Staten. She's upended.
Yeah.
That could have been a cross check.
That was a clipping.
That's
15 yards and loss of down.
There's Allroyd with the ball. Skip pass across to the wing, off to Elise Baker, to Stewart, who drives the lane and
Stewart
will get a couple of free throws. And the foul that time on Lander. That's going to be her fourth, team's ninth. And Stewart will get a couple of free throws. She's 2 out of 2 today. Orange free throw is good. And that makes it a 44-35 lead for Carlinville. Game was tight. And now Carlinville has a bit of breathing room with 2:23 to go in the game.
It's amazing what those free throws can do for you if you make them.
And the next toss, good.
And they've been hitting them here lately.
Carlinville was 7 out of 10 going into the fourth quarter.
Yes.
That's a pretty good percentage. 45-35, a 10-point advantage now for the Lady Cavaliers. There's a shot from inside the lane by Divjak, no good. Put back is no good by, I think, Landers. Ended up on the floor.
Yeah.
And the rebound pulled down by Carlinville. 2 minutes to go in the game. Cavies with a 10-point lead, 45-35. Now front Stewart with the basketball. Gets it back across to Allroyd. Stewart, Allroyd. Looks like Cavies may be content to run a little clock here. And now they throw the ball away. Turnover 23 by Carlinville. And feed down to Weaver. Nicole attempts to lay up, no good for Auburn. And the rebound pulled down by Carlinville with 90 seconds to go. Cavies are on their way to their sixth win of the season. Left-handed layup, no good. The putback by Baker, no good. Auburn with the rebound. Here come the Trojans with 1:20 to go in the ball game. And the pass across the lane deflected out of play, and it's going to belong to Auburn. As time is on the side of the Cavaliers right now. Staten is in for Carlinville, and Seal is out. Auburn inbounds the basketball. They try to get the ball to Marley Smith, and it's out of her reach, out of bounds. Turnover number 21 for Auburn. As Baker leaves the ball game, and Peyton Thiemann will re-enter for Carlinville. 45-35 lead for Cavies with 70 seconds to go in the game. Cavies to get the ball back. Comes into Rachel Allroyd. Allroyd gets into the front court. Bounce pass to the wing. Comes back out front to Stewart. Stewart around the perimeter. Under a minute to play. Here's Sarah Deneve with the ball. Off to Rachel Allroyd. To the wing to Stewart. Back across the top of the key. Cavies running some clock here. Allroyd with the basketball. Off to Sarah Deneve, clock down to 40 seconds and counting. Here's Allroyd with the basketball. Might as well let the clock run now, girls. Too late. Allroyd drives down. Comes back out front to Staten. Top of the key to Stewart. Stewart on the dribble to the left side. 22 seconds and counting. Here's Staten with the ball, and the Cavaliers are going to win this ball game. And they're going to go to 6-1 on the season. 13 seconds remaining in the game. Cavies lead by 10. There's Sarah Deneve with the ball. Back out front for Stewart. 3 seconds, two, one, and your final. Finalville 45, Auburn 35. Cavaliers moved to 6-1 on the season. And we'll come back, check some totals for you right after these messages.